destruction. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. U.S. officials say the government plans to provide major aid for Hurricane Ian victims and rescues following Hurricane Ian's devastation on Florida and the Carolinas. The death toll now stands at 54, including 47 people in Florida. Hundreds of thousands of people and businesses are still without power. Search and rescue efforts, along with cleanup, continuing in Florida. Fox's Phil Keating reports from a marina in Fort Myers.
Salty Sam's, it's a boat marina, also has a restaurant. Clearly, that is going to be closed for good, at least for a long, long time. When the storm surge of 12 to 15 feet pushed everything inland, the sailboat, 41-footer, was on dry dock for repairs. Well, it ended up right here in the middle of the road and was pushed back to make room for traffic. Behind it, those are all shrimping boats. Not only are the boats all jammed up together on land, all of the trailers around it, they're diagonal, they're smashed into each other.
Meanwhile, on Fox's Sunday Night in America, South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace criticizing Vice President Kamala Harris's comments regarding hurricane equity-based aid.
Hurricanes don't see color. Hurricanes don't see political affiliation. Hurricanes don't see gender. All they see is destruction along the coast where they hit. It is incredibly racist. Can you imagine someone saying the exact opposite, that only whites and men should get hurricane resources first?
President Biden pledging the government's full support while speaking with several Florida mayors, in addition to Governor Ron DeSantis. The top two candidates in Brazil's presidential election are headed to an October 30th runoff. With 98% of the votes tallied, leftist former president Lula da Silva had 48% of the vote, while far-right incumbent Jair Bolsonaro had 43.6% of the vote. America is listening to Fox News.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The number of migrants sneaking across the border has soared. Fox's Matt Finn has the details from Eagle Pass, Texas.
It was a busy week here at the border. Just about every single day, we saw large groups of migrants crossing into the United States. And most of the groups are men, women, and oftentimes we see very young children. Fox News has also just confirmed with U.S. Customs and Border Protection that there were 600,000 gotaways in the fiscal year that just ended in 2022. Gotaways are illegal migrants that are considered a concern because they do not surrender. They do not want to be seen. They intentionally evade law enforcement. Now, for comparison, former U.S. Border Patrol Chief Rodney Scott tells our Bill Malusian that in 2020, that fiscal year, there was only 70,000 gotaways.
President Biden addressing the audience at the Congressional Black Caucus Foundation Phoenix Awards Saturday evening.
My administration, we buy America, and that includes increasing the share of those dollars to go to small disadvantaged businesses, including brown and black businesses. And we're going to bring that from 10% of all that money spent to 15% by 2025.
President Biden said the GOP supports tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. A horror movie reigns supreme at the weekend box office.
Paramount's horror flick wins the weekend box office.
I'm seeing something no one else can see except for me. It's smiling at me.
Smile debuts with 22 million in ticket sales, leaving Universal's new release, the gay romantic comedy Bros, in the dust of fourth place. Don't Worry, Darling slips to number two in its second week, the psychological thriller selling $7.3 million worth of tickets. And the historical war epic The Woman King is third on the weekend charts with 7 million in ticket sales.
That's Fox's Kathleen Maloney. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.